The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the towns of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they all had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated, won't you? Good evening. Part of being a priest is trying to find distractions on days like this to find my own sense of spirituality. So, more often than not, I like to put my shopping off until Christmas Eve. I do this for lots of different reasons. Mostly, it's a way for me to center myself, to get ready to preach, and to be with all those who would gather on this night. It's also that I can find a few deals, but don't tell my wife that. But I don't know about you, but the shopping this year in the shops seemed quieter. The roads were not nearly as busy. There wasn't so much of a hectic spirit. Now, maybe that was just me, but it seemed a little different. I've been thinking about that, and I've noticed that in the news the last few days, a lot of the commentators have said that the shopping is down. The people aren't just buying as much as they used to. And I can start to speculate a little bit about why that is. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's money worries. But I think it's interesting. In the comments when I visit with people and I hear from folks, people are still concerned and there's a lot of fear that's different in the ministry that I've had. I've been a priest for 10 years now, and in my first 5 years, there didn't seem to be this undercurrent that was there. Ever since September 11th, it seems that our foundations have sort of shifted. But I'm getting a new sense of a spirit a new sense of yearning for something deeper. The things that used to sustain us, that used to give us meaning, aren't doing it anymore. And so there's a deep soul searching happening in our nation and in our people. So where do you look for meaning? And what drew you to this place, this night, this evening? Maybe it's tradition, or the music, or being with your family. Maybe just to hear the story once more. Maybe the sermon. Well, maybe not. Something brought you here, and I'm glad, and so is God. We gather in darkness, in the cold, in the night, to give thanks. And to know something that in some way, to hear a story that touches our hearts, it tugs at our souls, it calls us to something bigger than ourselves. And interestingly, it starts in shame, in traveling through the unknown, in the pangs of birth in a barn with the animals, in danger and in fear of what might be. Does that sound familiar? So we come tonight as people, as humans, terrified and in darkness and in the cold, seeking the holy. We come struggling to be faithful, fearful of the unknown, unprepared for the journey, perhaps ashamed of our own life, and running sometimes from the call that God has for us. Yet somehow, in some way, God meets us here in this night, in this story. It seems as if the barn door is wide open, inviting us to come in. So maybe Joseph can give you the strength to be faithful in your life. Mary can hold your hand in the unknown. The shepherds can watch with you and guide you over your journey. And the angels, those glorious angels, can vanquish your fear. That child Jesus, we find something in him. Redemption and our salvation. Jesus calls us forth as his children, as children of God. So I want you to take one thing from this night. I want you to be assured that in your fear, in your shame, in your journey in the darkness, God is with you. God loves you, and God will be your light now and forever. And he meets you in a child born in a manger, in a cold, dark, and dreary place. And God says to you, I love you. You are my child. And for this, I was born. Amen.